Adventure. A path paved with bravery and treachery. A pursuit of hope. One that a hero must tread. And with the evils of this world only growing stronger, the time is now for a new adventure to begin. The battle rages on. The search for their champions continues. Is there anyone who is willing to put forth their own life?
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but it's getting a little serious, so we're going to go on to the next section. I hope you understand. Sorry, thanks.
Yeah.
Roll the sound bite.
Is this what Vore is?
The douchebags are back with a brand new adventure, a new land to explore, and a new intro that's totally not like the last one. In the pursuit of sweet crit rolls and the coolness that comes with it, they are the Tabletop Champions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions podcast. I'm Sean,
your dad. I'm Sean.
Sean, your dad. And with me tonight we have Lauren, who plays Brenna.
What do you call a penal colony on the astral plane? Australia.
Penal.
Boone. What is it called?
Stephanie, who plays Boone.
Oh, wait.
Matt, who plays Cyrus.
Look into my eye.
Ben, who plays Callus.
Greetings.
And Kyle, who plays Cam.
Howdy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
We all cool with that opening, or?
No, we're good.
It's a mess.
I think we can just put that in. No edits necessary.
Yep.
Good to go.
Let's make it happen. So, what did you guys do last week? Because I'm trying to piece all this together because you guys have some choices to make, and I can't make them for you.
I got a little salty.
It happens, boo-boo.
So we chased a drow into the woods.
Uh-huh.
After we found the dude we're looking for dead.
Well, because we started the opener was Ben got fucking shot, or Callus got
shot. Oh, yeah,
shot.
That's right.
Yeah.
So yep. We chased the drow in the forest, and then we lost them, and then we ran into two druids by the name of Kibbs and Cordata.
We caught one of those drow.
We did, but yes. Before we caught them, shit got cray cray, and then we had to run away. And then
there's a bunch of giant spider people.
Yes.
Yeah. We got one drow.
Mm-hmm.
Shit got even more crazy. And then we are trying to figure out what to do next. Yeah.
So you guys are standing outside of the town of Silver Strings looking into it.
With a hogtied drow who's either passed out or struggling.
And I like to think when it's like struggling too much, Cyrus would just like hit it with the butt end of his halberd with it to make it stop.
Hey, things got a little heated back there. I think I might not have made a couple friends. So, and I think I also kind of probably can't go get my share of the money. So, sorry. And I guess, like, I'm just going to bounce, I guess.
No.
Nah, hold on. No
but
need
like,
for that.
It's kind of, like, are you rubbing, are you sure? Because, like, we definitely can't get that money. You know that, right?
There's a way we could salvage this. It's just, it may be best if you stay out of town for a bit, but you could still work with us. More people in the group means more money for us, yes?
I'm not sure that's how that works.
I appreciate the sentiment, but you don't know math.
No, you misunderstand. That means I get to do less work, but we can also charge more.
Hey, you don't speak for me. And she's going to look at Cam, and you don't speak for me either. So just keep that in mind, sir, for any further outbursts. I have a reputation to uphold, so I'm going to march into the town of Silver Strings. I'm going to take this drow. I'm going to march up to the little guild hall master dude, and I'm going to tell him what happened. Okay? And if you want to stay out here and think about what you said and all that jazz, cool. But just breathe. This is crazy coming from a barbarian. But breathe.
May I at least make a request when you turn in the drow?
You can certainly try.
Make sure they pay you.
Oh, no, I'm just going to hand him in for fucking course. I'm a bounty hunter. I get paid for this shit.
Well, sometimes I question.
I question you, and yet here we are.
Mm.
Is that all good?
Right.
I you can just take some time to think about what happened.
No, I'm good. I'm good now. You're right. I fucked up. I think you're right, though, and I'm going to follow your lead more. So, fuck it. I'm following you.
Okay, so side note, time out for 5 seconds. The last time someone said they followed me, I led them into a pit trap and they died. So maybe that's not the best idea, but
nah, I'm going for it. At.
Boone, what are your thoughts?
Brenna, you have a good point. The most diplomatic of us should go and talk to Trebek and try to get this figured out.
So not
Cyrus?
Brenna.
No, not you.
No? Maybe Kallus and me could go and talk to him. I don't think that the druids are going to do well talking to Cam again.
Oh, no, no. So. No one has to tell me that. I got it.
I'm not
our best course of action unless we need to like go to war. So like I'll chill. My bad.
Don't get me wrong. War is never bad. Sometimes it's usually good business, but this may be a bad time for that.
With that, by the way, Cam like takes a step away from you. Like, war is not business. Thank you very much.
Well, to each is their own.
I don't know. Who do you think that we go with? I mean, or who? I don't. What am I trying to say? who do you think should go and talk to Trebek?
Noses.
Definitely not me. Definitely not me, because I don't believe he's actually met me. So it'd be kind of awkward trying to explain that.
Yeah, and you're kind of an asshole.
Meh.
Kallus, you probably have better people skills. I don't know.
Well, I would certainly be willing to try.
Okay. I can help bring Drow person in. But you want to do all the talking, go for it. I will stand in the background and look cute, because that's what I do.
Cute.
So, wait. Do we chill in the background, or do we just, like, set up a rejects corner out here and chill for a little bit in our cabin? Because we got, like, a dope-ass cabin.
I wouldn't mind being in the cabin. Cyrus can work on his painting.
I'm just thinking, all right, I wanted to follow her, but then if she's not doing the talking and you're going to do the talking, it's going to be so boring. We might as well just chill out here.
Okay. That's fair. Brenna and I will grab the drow, and Kallus, you do all the talking. We'll meet back at the cabin once we're done with Trebek.
Have fun, and I'll try to remember to ask the ghost to make tea.
I'm going to take out his knees.
All right, so who wants to go first on this?
Go first.
Party going to town or the cabin want to happen?
Oh, I don't know how much is really going to happen in the cabin.
Yeah,
but...
not much.
Say
that's
that.
What you think.
I know.
Sean asked that question.
I know. Well,
ready for some more demon paintings?
It doesn't matter to me.
Maybe Trebek first?
Okay, because then they'd come back and then we can do the cabin thing.
Mm. Sure. Yeah, well, okay. They're chilling in the cabin. I mean, so we're just going to meet there. If there's something that's going to happen to them before we get back, then you need to
you
have
don't
that
know
conversation.
That.
Well, I know,
exactly.
Sean.
Let's just
I'll cut to it
not...
if we need to.
Okay, fair enough.
Let's just hope it's not a whole cabin in the woods kind of thing.
So Brenna and I are carrying the drow.
Okay.
Hogtied.
All right, so Brenna and Boone, hogtie the drow. Are you doing like the stick in the legs, carrying it over her shoulder, over your shoulder like that, or
they're dragging to the ground
fly.
If that's the case?
I know,
right? Or it's like in a firm tilt. The drow keeps sliding.
Trying to sliding back towards Brenna.
No, I'm guessing either Boone or I'm guessing Brenna actually would carry her over her shoulder or carry
still
him,
probably
carry
dragging
the drow
to the ground if they're super tall. But yes,
okay. So. You're dragging this drow behind you as a small little bits of dust make their way up in a little cloud as you walk into town. There appears to be like a buzz going on around town. And as you guys make your way to the main thoroughfare, you hear, "No, Trebek, they can't come to the forest and do that. I'm telling you, they attacked him. They killed him." And Trebek says, "Kibbs, you can't get upset every time someone is not perfect to your forest, okay? I understand, okay? But as far as Othos goes, we know who killed Othos. We know they didn't kill Othos. So whatever matter is between you and them, that's between you and them. But they've committed no crime as far as I know. And Kibbs is like, but they can't come into the forest like that. And Trebek's like, I know. Okay, just calm down. We'll see what we can do about it. As he's walking towards the Bard College with what appears to be a dwarf walking with him that is carrying a scroll. He's got a battle axe over his shoulder, and Trebek is walking with him. They both appear like they've just been in a fight.
Okay. I'm looking at Kallus.
Yeah, so Kallus is going to walk up to Trebek. Greetings, Trebek.
Good to see you're back. Heard you guys had a bit of trouble out there in the woods, too. Pissed off my little friend Kibbs here, and Kibbs stomps indignantly and looks and then turns and huffs back into the forest behind the tavern.
Yes, I'm not really sure what happened exactly. He just started casting magic at us.
Oh, someone said yelling. Fuck his forest, and can't blame him for getting a little angry about that, you know what I mean?
Well, that happened after he started casting these spells.
Look, everybody's got a different story to tell. As long as you didn't kill anybody that you weren't supposed to, we're good.
No. We did, however, catch someone who claims they did kill someone.
Interesting.
Motion to the drow.
Yeah. This might come in useful. All right. Well, what were you thinking?
Well, I don't... Do you have a jail or constabulary in this town? I don't know where you would even put this person.
Generally, things like this get handled in the tavern, but I don't know that we have an actual... constabulary or anything like that. It's probably something we should take care of.
Probably if you're going to have crime problems like this.
Yeah, we haven't really had too many crime problems here, and usually the ones that are criminals get dealt with.
I believe crime problems are called crimes.
I know you're not here, but he'd say, you're an innovative thinker there, friend.
just chiming in with the vocab tip of the day.
I'll tell you what, let's take him into the tavern and have a little discussion.
Very good.
Okay. So he turns and walks in the tavern. You see a goblin as well as a fox looking at you from the edge of the tavern, angrily scowling at you as you guys make your way into the tavern.
Just ignoring.
Kallus just looks at them and smiles and keeps going.
So... let's talk. Why don't you set that one over there in that chair?
Okay.
Did you find out any information that might be useful to us?
So far, the only thing that we managed to get from her, this far at least, was that she was claiming that she killed that man you sent us to find. Othos. Yeah,
we just found that out as well. I don't know if you could tell, and he pats off his pauldrons, and they appear a bit dusty. And you see this dwarf that's standing there holding a battle axe, holding a piece of paper. And he's like, yeah, we just heard the same thing. A couple of our adventurers found a pile of corpses in the woods just after you left. And when everybody went to investigate, we found that a small town of deep gnomes was going to be assaulted by the drow. We found out about a meeting about it, so we went down there. And spied in on it a little bit. One contingent of us fought them off in the town, and the other group went and listened in on this meeting, and they verified that they had killed Titan Othos, or what is it again?
Zenith.
Tiath Othos.
No.
Zenith. Or like zero
Zenith
off
Othos,
of whatever.
Zenith Othos. Yeah, so they had verified that they had killed, or at least one of their groups had killed Zenith Othos. So we attacked, as you do when you find out that evil things are murdering people that you know. And upon dispatching this drow, as well as a few Duragar, we came across this. And he lays out a map on the table in front of you. It appears to be a map of some cave systems, and there appear to be two towns noted on it.
What are the towns?
Do any of you speak Undercommon?
I do.
Okay. When you look at the map, it shows a bunch of different cavern systems. It shows the town, a small city of Othrios, which appears to Othrios, and it details briefly about a town of Svirfneblin.
Hmm.
It specifically says Svirf Neblin. You can roll me a nature check if you know what Svirf Neblin are or not. You can put two and two together. This appears to be the town that the city saved. This is the town of Deep Gnomes.
Okay.
Okay. And the other town appears to be called Frunsec.
Oh, yeah.
Frunsec. F-R-U-N-S-E-K. Or actually, it'd be F-R-E-N-S-E-K. And it's pronounced Frunsec.
Frunsec.
Frunsec. Frunsec. And this appears to be noted as a city of drow.
Oh.
Okay.
And he says, so if you see here, we now know that there is a drow city, maybe not quite nearby, but near enough to be a threat. And we're trying to figure out how to deal with this currently.
Hmm. And you said there was a third city, too. What's that one?
There's only two. Oh, Othryos. He points at this one. See, this here is Othryos. Contingent of our town helped just fight off a battle there. You can probably saw some of the casualties coming in. They were able to successfully fight them off, but without finding that note earlier like we did, we wouldn't have known about it, and it probably would have been a bloodbath.
Hmm.
So.
Have you determined why they killed him? The Othos?
We don't know, but they obviously knew who he was. I think there's something more than meets the eye at this point, and I intend to get to the bottom of it.
Which is where I think having this one, he motions to the drow sitting in the chair, could be quite helpful with that.
It's not a bad idea, friend. What do you think? What should we do?
Well, you'll need to... someone with the proper interrogation techniques would need to speak with her.
Do you know anyone like that?
And I already cut her finger off for the record.
Oh, yeah, that did happen.
Oh, my God. I totally forgot about that.
Like, yeah. No, I did it. Like, I tortured her.
Yeah. Sean,
at least a little bit. To torture her, though.
Yeah, just kind of, like, chopped off her finger and then healed her and then...
Yeah, well, I was trying not to go too far with it.
Sean, what do I know about drow in general?
Give me a history or nature or...
Sure. 13.
13. You would know that drow are a matriarchal society. You would know they live in the Underdark.
Okay.
And you know that they read, they launch raiding parties on surface people, and that's why surface people don't like them.
Okay. And I know from speaking with her that she thinks men are worthless.
That would be correct. You could infer that.
Okay. So Kallus will say, I could be of some use in interrogation if you need it. I don't know what kind of people you have in this town, exactly.
We got all types, friend, but I don't know of anyone that really specializes in extracting information, and perhaps I thought maybe some of your party could be a part of that. Where is the rest of your party, by the way? They came out all right, kind of came out of everything all right, correct?
Yes, they were tired and wanted to rest for a bit.
Hmm.
It was a long journey to get back.
Didn't have anything to do, happen to do with your little interaction with our druid friends over there. And Trevek motions to the window as you see a goblin duck their head down as well as a fox duck their head down.
It could have been, but I did not push the matter.
And I'm not going to either, friend, but my advice to you is best left to stay out of their forest.
Well, apparently there are drow in there, so maybe not the forest you want to go into.
And or maybe
it is.
Yeah, and giant spider people.
There were drow. Excuse me, what's a drider?
There were giant spider people.
Oh, we saw one of them down in the caverns. Is that what they're called?
I believe so. There were a good four or five of them that we saw.
Interesting. So they're bringing a lot up on the surface. We may need to deal with this sooner rather than later. Tell you what, see what information you can extract from that drow. And then come back and see me. Now, technically, we did find out all the information we needed. But since you did help us, or at least try, here. And he tosses you a bag of coin.
Okay. And...
You've already proven yourself useful and that you can fight off drow. We could use your help here in a little bit.
I will speak with my companions and see what they think of this. But I should hopefully have some answers for you as
well. Very
well.
So,
yeah. I guess with that, I guess we leave. Unless Boone or Brenna have anything they want to say.
We got paid. I think Brenna's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sticking to the plan for once, so.
That's no fun, though.
The one time we make a plan, I'm sticking to it.
Yeah.
We got paid and we get to keep the drow.
Yay.
Don't know how to feel about that.
We're probably going to leave, right? And start walking back towards the cabin.
Yeah, I think okay. so.
I would probably say to Callus, what do you want to do with the drow? Do you want to interrogate?
I have a couple of ideas that may persuade her. I'll need to speak with Cyrus before I go any further with this, though.
Why do you have to involve Cyrus?
I have an idea for how to convince her to tell us what she knows. But Cyrus's unique situation may be beneficial.
Speaking of which, uh-oh. Cut back. You guys are standing in front of the cabin door.
I open the cabin door.
Okay, so when you step on the mat, it feels like a nice, cool summer evening. You can hear crickets in the distance, and as you crack open the door, it appears slightly different inside of the cabin.
I see our ghost Bella did some redecorating again.
It has appeared like there's a massive door in the back with the word Cam written on it. There appears to be individual beds for everyone, except for Cam. There appears to be the painting area. And, that's it for now.
I call out, Ghost Butler, are you here?
And through the wall, a spectral being comes and stands before you, carrying what appears to be a pitcher of lemonade.
Oh, very good. I'll take some of that. But I do have a request. Could you possibly either bring some tea or mead? And if you don't have tea, prepare some for when our compatriots come back, yeah?
And they nod, the spectral person nods. And sets the pitcher of lemonade down, reaches behind her back, and then all of a sudden there's mead and tea.
Very good. I'll take the mead, and if you need me, Cam, I'll be in the painting room.
It's not really a room. It's like this. You got to picture this as just a big studio.
Mm-hmm.
There's no walls or anything. It's just a big room.
Mm-hmm.
Try to be less creepy this time.
I'll have you know, I do not remember making that painting, so I don't... Are you even sure I made that painting?
Here's the thing. I'm very sure that you made that painting, and you not remembering that you made that painting makes it a creepier painting, so... You see where I'm at, my man?
I see your point, but there's nothing I can do about it, yeah? So
that's why all I asked... was try not to make a creepy one this time. Do like some trees and some shit.
I typically do landscape. I also make like little happy trees and little bushes here. I like to say there's no mistakes, only happy little accidents.
I think that is copyrighted.
By who?
Hey, Ghost Butler. I feel bad. You've been doing all this for me. You got a name? Like, can you mimic it? Or, like, is there something we should call you besides Ghost Butler?
It thinks for a second, and then it points at you, and you hear a message. You hear in your brain, like, a high-pitched noise, like a...
Oh.
Like a keening, almost.
Oh. Is that pronounced...
And the Ghost Butler nods and smiles.
All right. Honestly, that's going to be fun to explain to people. So I'm on board. Thank you. It's been, it's good. That's the absolute highest I can go.
And it bows before you a few times.
Was seriously not going to
call it
that, begins
serving
then,
up
right?
Sloppy Joe's for dinner.
Great. I'm eating some sort of chicken.
Mm-hmm. Cyrus is just painting.
And at this point, I think the cabin door opens as the rest of the party comes in.
Has a 22 look.
So, how pissed off is everybody?
Quick and scale. Did we get paid?
That too. The first one, though.
Yes, we got paid, and currently the only people who are pissed at us is just those two druids.
How important do the druids seem?
As long as we don't go...
Like, have I blown up my spot a lot, or like awkward tension in a bar kind of thing? Or where are we at?
When we went into the tavern to speak with Rebecca, they stood outside and looked in at the window at us.
So... I can deal with that. That's fine. That's easy.
Okay. Also, how much did we get?
Brenna's going to start counting the gold in the bag.
It's like 250 gold pieces total. You were promised 500, but you didn't offer any new information.
Yeah. I think if we, didn't he say if we offered more information from the drow, we'd get paid or not?
Nah, yeah.
I'm just making that up. Okay.
I don't remember if I said that, but we'll say that that's a thing.
Okay. Well, if we can get her to talk, we might get paid just a little bit more.
How are we going to do that?
I got ideas.
I don't think she needs her fingers removed, so.
Oh, I got new ideas. We were running out of time before. If I got time to get creative, I can keep going.
If you're going to do torture, I'm just going to take a step out. It's not my thing.
I have a different idea I would like to try first.
It's not removing more limbs, yes? Because it's normally not a very solid idea.
Callus has an idea and I'm open to hear it.
So, Cyrus, you seem to have some connection to some sort of... I'm not sure how to put this, but something very evil seems to be connected to you somehow.
That's kind of indelicate of you to ask, Callus, but I suppose you're correct.
It's not very nice of you to notice how fucked up my life is, Callus.
Feeling attacked. Yes, I might be some sort of, you know, demon cursed, but
still mean.
Out. To be called out like this?
But I'm living my truth.
Yeah.
But well, what it is, I have no idea, but what's your point?
Well, the drow dislike men, yes? They
That's pointing it mildly.
So if we were to convince her, well, tell her, and Kalos just like looks over at her to make sure she's still asleep and not listening to his plan.
Yeah, she's still out cold.
Okay. Well, if we tell her that she has to tell us, or we will bind her soul to your male demon overlord, who her soul will be enslaved to for eternity.
Oh my God, Ben!
The servant looks around at what's going on for a second, pauses, and then does the Harry Holt.
What?
What?
It's an Aussieism I wanted to throw in.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, you just disappear.
Did you get Tim Tams?
No, I'm not getting Tim Tams. Our Aussie fans were just nice enough to give me an Aussie 101 the other day, and I'm sitting here with notes and phrases.
I was like, I'm so confused.
Yeah, all right.
Leaves you blokes and Sheilas to do your thing.
Okay.
Okay.
I am color intrigued, but I don't know how well this will turn out.
Well, she did not seem to... like us very much, so I figured if she thinks men are so bad, then having her soul enslaved to a man for eternity would be bad, and she would be willing to do whatever it takes for that not to happen.
You feel something giddy inside of you, Cyrus.
Oh, I did not want to hear that.
Not necessarily like you, but there's some little piece somewhere inside of you that is just, it almost feels like a warm hug.
You know, Callus, to be honest, I do not like this idea altogether because you're basically taking advantage of a condition I may have.
May.
Well, this does require your cooperation. I could go with just trying to convince her that I am, because I am a tiefling, that I can do this, but...
Just tell me one thing. Are we going to get paid more for this?
If she gives us the information, yes.
I suppose I can do this.
Excellent. I mean, you don't have to actually bind her soul or anything, but...
I don't even know how to do that.
That is a comforting thought. But...
And for one thing, I don't think I ever want to do that. That sounds awful.
I am sure that it is.
Don't knuckle till you try it.
But just the illusion that you are capable of it, showing off some of your magic.
At this point, the drow starts coming around. She's like, oh, it is you.
And it's you.
Where am I? Where have you brought me? Surface filth.
Hell.
We have taken you somewhere away from prying eyes.
You intend to do more to me. It is silly, really. You know when I die, I go to Lolth.
Oh, I wouldn't be too sure about that.
Oh, I am quite sure about that.
Are you really? Wait. My friend here has plans that you may not like.
I hang the painting up.
Really?
It's like, yes, I believe, my lord, you said you recognize that I have a dark one controlling my soul, yes?
Wait, you're saying that to the drow?
Yes.
Yes.
I believe he will enjoy your soul if I give it to him.
Nothing in comparison to Lolth.
Oh, Lolth is nothing but a minor god compared to this.
Silence! You speak not ill of Lolth.
No, you listened here, insignificant one. You made the mistake of classing us. And my lord is hungry, and I believe he would enjoy your soul quite a bit.
Matt, roll me a con save.
Oh, no.
Oh, damn it. This is just supposed to be like a play on.
Yeah, but you also have an evil entity hanging onto your shoulder.
Because I imagine you're getting closer and closer to this drow, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
17?
Okay. Your eyes go, your one eye goes stark white. As your mouth opens, it opens wider, and it opens wider than your jaw can go. As
now, God damn it.
The black hole that is your mouth, you could probably fit, God, I don't even know, something like a watermelon in it. Okay.
Brenna's drawing her
eyes. As a black shadow arm stretches out of your mouth, it's swirling with sand around it. As it claws in the face of this drow, just touching its face. And then all of a sudden, you suck back in. The hand sucks back in and your mouth goes back to normal.
I just have this look of freaking out.
Everybody else in the room would as well.
Family meeting in the kitchen, please.
No, no, no. You gotta see this shit through.
What was that?
That was my lord, and if you do not tell me what we want to know, you will be his next meal.
You recovered that easily from a great evil such as this?
That's how great my power is, and I still have a power even greater than I am.
You are still no comparison to Lolth.
That's your opinion, but I need to know. Will you give me the information, or do you want to be fed upon?
Give me an intimidation check.
Can I cast, Thaumaturgy to make both of his eyes just kind of like glow?
Sure. Add a +1 to your intimidation.
I hung the painting up and Jesus Christ.
What was it?
Can I have advantage instead because he is helping?
What did you think? What do you think it was?
Nat one?
Mm-hmm.
Your eye goes white again. Your mouth opens and drops as the arm reaches out, grabs the drow by the neck, snaps its neck. And as you see blackness swirl into its palm, it sucks back into your body.
Brenna has her axe drawn.
Sucks back into your mouth.
She's standing in between Callus and Cyrus.
What is happening to me?
You're back to normal and the drow is now dead.
Cyrus, what did you do?
I didn't do anything.
You didn't!
That did not go as planned.
To be fair, if you had rolled well on your intimidation, I would have given you information.
But usually with a help, you get advantage, not Just a plus one.
Two.
But he was casting a spell. It wasn't really a help action.
I'm freaking out now.
Cyrus, have you ever done that before?
Never.
That's just a new thing. This is all a new thing to you.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is when Cyrus just starts becoming a blubbering mess. It's like, and passes. Would Cyrus just like pass out from this?
I don't know. Would he?
Yeah, he's freaking out.
Okay. Cyrus passes out.
What the hell?
So I'm going to look at the party and be like, he is a hazard. We need to get this under control.
What should we do?
That was new. Wow, did you guys see that?
Cam, this is not something to be joking about. This is not good.
Well, no shit.
Do either of you know anything about something like this? This is you seem to know things about magic and religion and
other stuff like that. They don't cover this at Sunday school.
That's a pretty good quote.
Yeah.
So, Sean, I mean, I have that divine sense.
Okay.
Which you can
it's
read
evil.
If you like.
It's like
right. I mean, yeah. But I mean, like, I guess, like, that's the thing. It's like, I think we've had this discussion before, but I can't remember. Would that? I mean, would I do like a history check or
give me
a religion check?
Give me okay. Do your detect good and evil. So what are you targeting on
divine
him in
sense,
particular, or
this.
Divine sense?
Which is this? Yeah, it's the presence of a strong evil registers on your senses. Basically, you know the location of a celestial fiend or undead within 60 feet of you that is not behind total cover.
Is it just detect evil or is it?
No, it's divine sense. So you know if someone is celestial fiend or undead. You know basically if there has been something consecrated or desecrated.
Right. I'm gonna do this for purposes of this. Okay. So through your divine sense, you sense an ultimate pure good from deep within the pupil of Cyrus's eye that is exposed. A celestial.
Okay, so the eye that's not under the patch is like all
yes.
good.
Yes.
Okay, and is very pure. Okay.
That's the chill eye.
And it's specifically celestial.
Okay. Gonna write that down. I'll forget it. Hey, Lauren, just back me up.
What's up, baby?
No, I'm gonna write this down, but I'll forget, and then it's I need you.
Oh, wait. Oh, shit. Sorry. I stopped taking notes for a second.
Just Cyrus's celestial good in good eye.
Celestial goody inside. Not fucked up eye.
Okay, and then I guess then I would feel like a really, obviously a really, really strong evil. Like I'm not.
No, you feel no evil.
I don't feel any evil?
No, not in the room around you.
Oh,
not
okay, but I mean at that time.
Not obscured by cover.
Okay, no,
that's
fine.
His other eye is covered with the eye patch.
I'm not lifting that shit.
Sorry, Ben. I don't feel good about Cyrus. I think.
That little
oh shit!
Is just like the truth.
Boone's gonna
like...
kill me. I know it. Boone's gonna kill me.
No, I'm not gonna kill you. Maybe we talk to Jet again. Maybe Jet can help us figure out what we can do with him because the way he is. What?
No. Keep going. It's fine. It's so funny.
Because this is getting worse and we need to get it figured out.
Do we just keep bringing him to Jet and say, he's broken more?
He's broke. Hey, like, I know she's like the geek squad of fucking like diseases, like curses.
Oh, for real.
Is he still under quarantine?
Okay. I can't turn them on and off again.
Reboot.
I mean, he did just turn off. He did just turn off. So.
He did.
Plug it back in.
Yeah, I'm guessing you're becoming conscious again.
Okay, before that happens, though, I'm wondering, I may say to the
party...
Well,
you wouldn't have been able to see his eye if he wasn't coming conscious. Because it would have been closed.
Oh, okay, that's fair. Okay.
If he was faint.
What is happening to me?
You're fucked. You're really fucked, my dude.
I'm scared.
You probably should be. That's a fair statement. Oh my god.
We're gonna take you to Jet and decide what to do with you.
Am I going to die?
It's got dark real quick.
We're gonna take you. We're gonna take you to Jet, and we're gonna go talk to Jet and see if she has any ideas.
If this makes you feel better, I get the sense that we couldn't kill you if we tried right now. So just think about it as a positive way.
How is it possibly positive when it's when there's some sort of demon thing inhabiting my mouth and might eat my soul?
Is this what Vore is?
I think it's the other way.
Is this what Vore is?
Around.
Jesus.
I wish that I didn't know definitively that no, this is not Vore. But here we are. So, here's the thing. If we want to kill the demon that's within you, we pretty much have to help you. And it seems like that's what we're going to try and do.
So, are we going back to town and going to see this Jet?
I suppose. I don't know if she can help. There's no dagger this time. You don't have any other daggers hidden on you, do you?
No, it's just my halberd here. That's about it.
Can I insight him?
I don't have very many possessions.
Oh, that's five.
You can't tell either way.
Didn't specifically someone besides Jet say they could help?
Cadran. Yeah, there was a guy in town named Cadran that came by on a horse that said he could assist.
I mean, I don't trust him, but at this point, do we trust anyone? Is there any good option? Just throwing it out. I don't know. Maybe Jet's better.
Jet helped us once before. At least she could maybe refer us to someone else.
Okay.
I want this thing gone. It's been getting worse than it should be. I just want it gone.
Perhaps we should try sticking your halberd into a fire while it's in your hands.
Absolutely
with the
not.
Dagger.
Absolutely not. This is a fairly man. Family heirloom.
See, he does not want to get rid of this either.
It's like saying, take your pants off. What? No, I'm not taking my pants off. See, look, the pants are haunted too.
I will admit, that dagger was cussed, and it was bad. It was a bad idea for me taking that, but this halberd has been in my family for years.
Counterpoint, you loved the dagger till you hated it. I also don't think the halberd's the problem, just for the record.
We could always just cut out his eye.
Ooh.
What?
At this, Cam looks surprisingly curious, like, huh. We could try.
But I think...
He does already have an eye patch.
Really doesn't hurt anything.
Yes, but it's so when nobody sees a strange eye. I would like to still be able to see it when I need to.
You don't see out of it now. I mean, I think this is a solid plan.
I mean, he's
self-mutilation is never the plan.
Well, you said self-mutilation is never the plan. Let me introduce you to friendship. And what is friendship but a willingness to scoop out one's friend's eye when the moment calls for it?
Wait, before we get into really, really weird shit.
Before?
Before we dive deeper into really, really weird shit, why don't we just talk to Jet and see what she has to say about this?
Yes, talking's more preferable than possibly taking my eye out.
That's fair. I will give you that.
A backup plan.
I'm going to tell you.
It's not a plan to begin with.
It's better than no plan. And I'm going to tell you right now, and you're going to listen very closely, Cyrus. If you attack anyone in this party, I will decimate you. Okay, let's go.
You feel a giddiness inside of you, Cadren. All right, Cadren.
Cyrus.
Matt. Cyrus.
he's not trying to remember Cyrus because he might die.
Right. So where are you guys going? What's your plan?
I think we started that we would at least check with Jet first and then kind of work from there. See what, mm-hmm. see what Jet has to say from the advice standpoint.
She's got a referral or...
Yeah.
Exactly. Note.
And Cyrus is just walking like dead man walking.
Okay.
We're basically treating her like Yelp.
Yeah. Which is fair. So you guys make your way into town.
This exorcist got 5 stars.
And as you make your way into town, the people say that you can probably find Jet in the small gypsy camp to the south of part of town.
It's a gypsy camp? Let's go.
Yeah, some gypsies came into town a little while ago. I'm not sure how long they're staying, but Jet likes to go there to tell fortunes and get fortunes told. It's a neat little area. So you guys head in that direction?
Yep.
Sure. Okay.
So you guys make your way through town, and as you make your way down there, there appears to be, as said, a small gypsy camp. It's covered in cloths. It's like caravans that are covered in cloths of purple and green and gold and there's all manner of things going on. There's even like a fire blower there. But there appears to be a Jet sitting down outside of a caravan next to a little like 9-year-old girl that has her mouth sewn shut. And they appear to be doing something with tarot cards.
Creepy girl.
Mm.
And they're not saying anything.
That's not creepy at all.
And then Jet laughs a little bit. And then the little girl kind of laughs muffled. And it just, yeah.
Hey.
Should we go talk to them?
I don't know. We don't want to interrupt them for no reason. Let's go back.
Brenda's walking. Excuse me, Jet.
You hear for a second the little girl kind of points up at you, and you hear in your mind, 1 minute, we are busy.
I'm sorry. And she
do you say
down.
That openly or?
Openly, okay. And then she takes a step back.
And then the little girl flips over one more card. And it appears to be the tower. And she drops it, freezes, and then starts crying and quickly packs up the tarot cards. And then she looks at Jet, and there's like tears rolling down her face as she then pulls out some sort of poultice and puts like a motion, like a thing on Jet's forehead and then runs into her caravan.
That's creepy.
And Jet's like, no, it's okay. It's fine. Trust me, it was fine last time. It's going to be fine again. Yes, can I help you?
I'm sorry to have interrupted something big.
No, it's fine. She just always an ill omen, and it's fine. It's fine. Speaking of ill omens, can I help you?
Yes.
Our friend's broken again.
I am not broken.
You're very much fucked, my dude, as I've said before. And she's kind of like looking for literally anyone else to explain what happened because she's still not even sure what happened.
I think we all just like look between each other like, you explain it?
Jet walks over and she, you know, looks at you, walks around you, hands behind your back. Then she like puts her hands up to your face and grabs you by the chin, kind of turns your head to the side one way, looks the other way, then looks you in the eye. She's like, interesting.
What's interesting?
Just you have a presence about you. It's interesting. And she kind of lets go of your hand and gives you 2 pats on the cheek. And she's like, he's not cursed, that's for sure.
He's got something going on. There was a weird hand that reached out of his mouth and did some weird shit.
What?
Yeah.
No. His... No. There's nothing here that would indicate that.
His mouth opened up to the size of a gourd. And a demon claw crawled out of it and snapped a drow's neck.
Illusion spells are a hell of a thing.
Yeah, but there's a dead drow in our home now. That's pretty fucking real.
Did you burn it?
Not yet.
You should go do that right now. In fact, if you want me to, I will go burn it for you.
Are we sure she's just not a pyromaniac?
No, I'm just going to take out... Well, hold on, because we're here and she wants to burn it. So I'm just going to pull out my cabin, open the door, walk into it real quick, pull a drow corpse.
Because if you close the cabin when you left, it turns back into a small cabin. And everything that you brought into it is then spit out from it.
Oh, so we left the drow body behind.
Yes,
so
yeah, it only works once every 24 hours.
And we definitely left the drow body behind then. Okay.
Yeah, all right. Never mind.
Jack goes, okay, fine. There's a body on the outskirts of town. Is this what you're telling me right now?
Apparently so.
She's like, okay, from what I see, he's not cursed. We'll talk later. And she takes off through town.
Okay.
You know, in hindsight, I wonder, should I have showed her the painting?
No, she would have just said you're creepy.
I'm not sure you should have shown anyone that painting.
I'm trying to get rid of it, but it always comes back.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, my man. This is some fucked shit.
It's like, this is when Cyrus just like rubs his face. He's like, oh, things just keep getting worse after I left home.
How long has this been happening to you? Maybe not this new thing, but all of this.
I've been getting nightmares and that painting of strange events like that. It's not the first. It's been happening since I left home.
Where's home, buddy?
I'd rather not say.
Well, how long ago did you leave?
You're going to
rhyme
hold
with
that.
Dildos.
You know what, Sean?
I'm just kidding.
No, but hold on. You're going to get... Listen, I feel like once you've got a demon arm clawing out of your arm, what's the point in secrets, my buddy? But, you know, you do you. It's cool.
What, you saying you don't have secrets?
Everyone,
I'm not trying to get somebody to help me exorcise a demon.
I don't know when exactly this happened, but I know strange things started happening when I went to become an adventurer. That's all I can tell you. And that was 10 years ago.
Who did you piss off when you left? I bet somebody.
A lot of people.
Would any of them be, I don't know, hell demons?
Not that I'm aware of. Almost everybody that I pissed off were either humans or elves.
Were they the magic-y kind of humans and elves, or just the regular average humans?
Average, as average can be. Can we just move on? I'd rather not talk about my past. It's kind of a touchy subject for me.
You guys see a pillar of smoke go up on the edge of town where you guys were from, where cabin was.
Oh.
I suppose that was the body, the drow body she just bond?
I mean, probably.
I just hope it's not me next.
I feel like you gotta give us more info to work from.
Like what?
I don't know. So you pissed somebody off, right? Because you something happened. So what made you leave?
I was exiled, okay? I didn't want to leave, but I was forced to leave.
Did like a witch make you leave?
Exile, okay. Buddy.
So
and Brenna's gonna go for a high five.
A winded Jet makes her way back into the square. She's like drying her hands off. She's got some soot on her face, and she smells faintly of like oil, as though like that was utilized in the burning, and she's like, okay, let's not do that again.
No. Listen,
there's no bodies in the town that aren't burned. Deal?
Okay. That's
okay.
Fair.
Okay.
Deal.
Now, where were we? She like looks you over. She's like, no, you're not cursed. I can't put my finger on it, but there's something there. It's weird. Because when I look at you in the eye, like I see good. I can tell that there's good there.
Look in the other one.
What about patch?
Do I have to? Can we at least go somewhere where nobody else will see?
No, I'd much prefer there be witnesses if you're going to do something awful.
Yeah.
All right, fine. I lift up the eye. Do I have to roll to see what color it is?
No. I don't remember because it's still the same day as the last time.
Oh, green.
And she looks at you and she goes, oh, no. Okay. Fun. Fun stuff.
Yeah, being look looking like a freak cursed. Is always fun.
You're not cursed, but
what is it?
What I mean, you done been choosed by something.
Choosed by what?
I don't know. It seems like maybe there's a couple things that are in you that I don't know. I don't really have much more information for you.
A couple of things? Are you saying there's more than one thing trying to devour my soul?
You think there's something trying to devour your soul?
Yeah, that's probably happening.
You should really get that looked at.
That's why we came to you.
Okay. Not much I can do to help you.
Jet,
do you need a hug?
No, I don't need a hug.
I wouldn't hug him.
I just want my life back.
Do you know who we can talk to? Who would know more about this?
I really don't.
I'll help.
I don't have a good answer for you on this. This is something different. This is not like a curse that like a magic spell can come around and be like, okay, you're better. Let's
people
put your hand in fire.
People.
Yay. This is something a little different.
Even though I was past dead, I did not like hearing about that.
Brandon's sorry, my start. Dude. Did you want to die?
It almost sounds like it'd be better off that way.
No, I don't think you and I totally disagree on that. I'll burn your body, I promise.
That's comforting. Gee, thanks.
Look, and she says, look. And she grabs you on the shoulder and she looks you in the eye. She's like, I wish you luck, but there's really nothing I can do for you. I think this one either is just going to have to play out or you're going to have to find someone much stronger than me to tell you what's going on.
God.
You know anyone real strong?
I don't know. I've heard of powerful clerics in the major cities, but not really anyone here.
Okay, well, that fair didn't enough. Really work. What do we do now?
We could go back to another major city.
But like, hey, where? You're not dead yet.
This is true, but I'm going to probably be dealing with more nightmares coming up soon.
Well, good luck. And she gives you like this half-hearted like smile, like, hey.
Thanks, Jet. Do we just want to call it a night?
It's okay, like, I'm going to go now. Thanks. Yeah.
Bye.
And Jet walks off.
Well?
I don't know about you, but I can use a drink.
So let's see where we're at. We killed the drow that was going to give us more information that would have gotten us more money. So that's done. What do we have left? I think it's that creepo who said he knew how to fix you.
There's another?
Yeah, the creepy guy was on the road. What was his
name? Yeah, dude on the horse. I don't know what his name
was. Yeah, elf
horse
dude.
Oh.
Or you lose
elf,
a
right? No, not elf.
Yeah, maybe elf.
It was
a horse dude. It's a centaur.
Yeah. It's an Aesimar.
The angelic looking dude. We could always go talk to him.
It sounds like that's my only option.
But he looks mostly human.
I mean,
it's either that or you are slowly crept by a demon.
Well, she said that there was not just a demon, so if he just needs to get the other one to do more. Make them fight each other so that he is just him.
And how do I do that? I didn't even know there was something good in me. I just know how to fight. That's all I know.
Maybe this dude could tell us.
Yeah.
Well, when perhaps try to do things that the good one would like to do. I mean, you...
Like what? Is that like it talks to me into my sleep or sends me little letters?
Maybe not be an asshole for starters? It's just a suggestion, though.
You could take your own advice.
No, I'm delightful. I'm not the one with a curse.
Well, you did have that demon thing crawl out of your mouth when you were threatening to do evil things, so I don't know, threaten to do good things.
To be fair, that was your idea to begin with.
And you could have stopped at any time, couldn't you? Just saying.
Did not expect it to go that direction.
I didn't either.
So what are we doing? What are we doing? What's our plan? Are we going to go talk to this weird dude? Or are we going to go to a large city? What are we doing?
You also have the option to talk to Jebek because he said he had some work for you.
Mm-hmm. He did say that.
It's like, I just want to do something to get my mind off of this. Is there no jobs or anything like that available to us?
I'll go with them, but I'm doing it just to keep an eye on Cyrus.
If you want to get your mind off of it, you could also go head over to the tavern.
Yeah, I do not.
Yes, a good meat sounds good. Anybody want to join or?
Nah, I got business to attend to.
Later, well, I'll go drink on my own.
Yeah, I'll drink with you, buddy. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I mean, what's a little demon haunting?
Almost feels like a warden.
Right, so who's doing what? Is everybody except for Brenna going to the tavern?
Carlos will turn to Brenna. Do you want? Is there anything I can help you with?
No, but you're welcome to come with me if you want to. I'm just doing a quick little errand, is all.
I'm sure it'll be more fun than watching Cyrus drink himself.
Nah, I'm just going to talk to old dead people. We'll see how well that works out. But yeah, come on. It'll be great.
Carlos is intrigued now and wants to see how that works. So,
all right. So three go to the tavern, and we'll go with Brenna and Callus. Brenna, where are you going?
Brenna's going to go to the market.
Okay.
And she's going to purchase some candles and some, like, incense.
Okay.
But before she, like, gets into, like, anything super duper deep. Callus, what are we doing?
Honestly, I'm not really sure at the moment. I suppose trying to get some more money, but get a job, perhaps.
Do you think any of this will help us find out what happened to your friend?
I don't know. It's... What, do you... I had a strange dream the other night.
Hmm? I get those sometimes, too. What's your dream?
I was in a desert, and I was being chased by a sandstorm. And it eventually caught up to me. And as I was pulled under the sand, I heard the voice of my friend calling out for me.
Callus.
And I can't help but think that it is somehow connected to some of this.
Hey, yo, Callus, it's me, your buddy. I'm dying over here.
Huh. Maybe it is connected. You know, sometimes the dead like to speak to us through weird ways, and I think dreams are some of them. Maybe if we keep following this group, maybe it all seems like it's connecting somehow, right? Like, I'm not just crazy.
It seems like it. We found that dagger, and then my friend was found with a similar dagger. Also, there was the sand, like we found in that temple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You also saw when the arm came out of his mouth, it was black but swirling with sand.
Yeah. Oh. There was also...
I did specify that.
Yeah.
Lauren missed that one. Sorry.
And I believe there was some sand on that strange arm that came out of Cyrus's mouth, so...
Maybe Cyrus is the key to this, and he just doesn't... I told you I would protect and help you with your investigation, and you would help me with mine. And just know that if things start going south, that is still my goal. Just remember that, Callus. Alright, and is there a shrine or anything, or a temple in Silver Strings?
There is. You would have heard either rumor or seen that there is a old ruined temple on the edge of the forest just north of town.
You want to go check out a creepy temple with me real fast?
I suppose so. This is near town, I hope?
I think so. The directions were a little blurry, but we can make it work.
It's pretty quick. It's like 10-15 minute walk.
So we walk to the temple.
Okay.
And whenever we get to the temple, how is
it set up? So it's ruins. So there's no roof. It appears to just be like ruined cobbled walls. You know, the different varying heights. There appears to be moss growing in different areas. There appears to be an altar. And basically, when you step in, it's through a ruined archway. And it's peaceful. And the only thing that's really left there is just an altar at the head of the room.
So Brennan's going to look at Callison and be like, all right, I'm going to do something weird, but don't judge me, okay? And she's going to go ahead and set up the incense and the candles and light them.
Okay.
And then she is going to sit cross-legged in front of it and close her eyes and meditate really, really hard on her ancestors.
All right. Callus, you're kind of looking at her just sitting there, and it's for a good couple minutes. She doesn't make any sound, and you're just kind of looking around, and all of a sudden the wind rustles and some leaves blow in. And as you watch them exit the side and you turn around, you see the entire room with bluish figures surrounding both you and Brenna, silently staring you down. There's about 40 of them, and they take 3 or 4 steps closer, and then all of a sudden they stop and look at both of you, and that's where we'll end the episode.
That's not creepy.
Oh,
didn't
shit.
Didn't see that coming.
And as always, you can keep in touch with the podcast by emailing us at sweet@turtle.fyi. You can join our Discord at turtle.fyi/discord. You can check out our store at turtle.fyi/store. You can even go buy our stuff straight on Amazon, turtle.fyi/amazon. And just as a quick little hint, if you buy stuff and you need to get it on Amazon, just use that link. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. And you can also join our Patreon at patreon.com/tabletop and follow us on Twitter at Tabletop Champs. I'm at Fung.
I'm at Sean the DM.
I'm at the Void Man. The O is a zero.
I'm at RP_GGamer.
I'm at Nat20Stuff.
And I'm at the Nat1Lady.
Till next time. Toodles.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
I am 4 seltzers in this evening.
You're merely visiting in the seltzer. I was born in the seltzer.